a man came to complain to his pastor. He said, I'm never coming to church again. And the pastor said, well, why are you not? He said, because, you know, I've been coming, he said, and I can't even remember, you know, any of the sermons that you've preached. You know, I've just wasted my time. And the pastor said, sit down. Now, let me ask you a question. He said, do you eat every day? And the man said, yeah. He said, well, can you tell me what you ate 2 years ago on this day? And the man said, no, I can't. He said, but you know what you ate sustained you, nourished your body, and it kept you going. He said, yeah. He said, well, even though you might not be able to remember everything that you heard when you came, that when you sat there, that your soul was being nourished, your soul was being fed, that you were eating of the word of God, that you were growing in your faith.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will continue his series, In the Desert with the Father. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of The Desert of Busyness.
Detracted from her personal growth, that she had an opportunity to sit at the feet of Jesus. I don't know about you, but that has to be a powerful place to be. That as Christians, we can only by faith sit at the feet of Jesus. And, you know, we know that God is omnipresent, so we know he's there, but he's not there like Jesus was there that day. And what an awesome privilege it was that Jesus was only on this earth for 30-some years, that he only ministered for about, according to John MacArthur, 18 months he ministered. And then he was going to die. And here you had an opportunity that the Son of God stepped out of eternity, came down on this old dusty earth, walked the paths of this earth, lived his life, and began to make himself available to only a certain people. And now you have the opportunity to sit at his feet and learn from him and be fed by the Master. You find something else to do. Whew. You find something else. I don't get it. You find something else to do. That every day, Jesus is waiting to minister to us. As we pick up the word, as we spend time in prayer, he's waiting to minister to us. And you find something else to do. So there's some problems with busyness. And let's look at the results of being in the desert of busyness. First of all, she didn't think the Lord cared. Look at verse 40. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care? Lord, do you care? I was watching the news one day, and you know, it's amazing with this Me Too movement that's out here now, the number of men that are being accused of inappropriately touching or even, you know, sexually violating hundreds of women. You know, it's just amazing how it's all coming to light now. Even President Bush, not the last one, but the one that's in a wheelchair. It's just blowing me away, right? This stuff been going on for years. It's just now coming out. But Bill O'Reilly, he was one of them, lost his job at Fox News. And I remember watching a show, and I guess he does a little internet news thing now. And on his internet news thing, he said, am I mad at God? Yes, I'm mad at God. So I mean, here, you know, he's putting it on God. He's upset with God. He's mad at God. Now, the one good thing about that, at least, I mean, I would say that he recognizes that God is all powerful, and that God could do something. God could have done something about his situation. But what good does it do to get mad at God? You're biting the hand that feeds you. And so Martha is coming to Jesus with the attitude, don't you care? It's almost like, look, you see what's going on here. You see me doing what I'm doing. You see her doing what she's doing. Don't you care? You know, we get busy and we start getting resistance and things don't go our way. The first thing we want to do is jump bad with God. Don't you care? Lord, don't you see what I'm going through? Don't you see what's happening here? You know, we want to turn on God. That's the worst thing to do. That's the worst thing to do. Not that. I mean, I think it's okay if we're struggling with something and we question God. I think that, you know, Job, look at, man, some of the greatest people in the Bible question God. Moses, Job, Joshua, Elijah. These are some of the great people of God. They question him. But don't turn against him. Don't turn against God. Don't begin to doubt God. And especially because you've been busy, right? Because you've been busy. She felt everything rested on her shoulders. She felt everything rested on her shoulders. But Martha, verse 40, was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? That people who are busy begin to take things on themselves that God never intended for you to take. And then you get frustrated because you feel like, if I'm not a part of it, if I don't do it, it's not going to get done. And then, you know, this kind of lead, you know, what I see here now is you begin to lose your perspective, right? When you get busy, you know, you begin to lose your perspective on things. And then you start saying crazy stuff, right? It's just like I remember Sinbad, right? He was had to be home at 11 o'clock, and he was out with his boys, and they didn't make it back home by 11. And they said, oh, man, we in trouble now, right? We're going to get a beating. And you know, I mean, they just started crying, oh, man, you know. And then they got to the point where, you know, it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and they got delirious. Well, we might as well just go on and stay out until 6 then, you know. We already in trouble. Right? Right? I mean, you start losing perspective, right? Like, yeah, you still got to go home. You know, you still got to go home. Right? But, you know, you lose perspective. And look, Mary, she lost perspective. And she lost perspective because the Lord don't care. Everything is on me. And then look at this. This is absolutely crazy. Let me read it. This is absolutely crazy. Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister left me here to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she stop praying, that she put down her word, that she stop praising God, that she stop communicating with you, and come and help.
We would like to take a short break.
Anchored in Jesus Ministries is sponsoring A Trip to See Jesus, a musical stage adventure at Sight and Sound Theater. This will be a one-day trip, July 27th, 2018. The proceeds will benefit Anchored in Jesus Ministries. For more information, go to our website, www.anchoredinjesus.org. Again, www.anchoredinjesus.org.
Welcome back. We will now return to today's message.
Now, I believe that we can be so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. But that's not the case for most people. And that wasn't the case in this situation. You know, there are some people that their mind is in heaven, and they're so high in heaven that, you know, they're as the saying, they're no earthly good. And so we don't want to be like that. But again, I don't think that that's the problem that many of God's people have. The problem that we have is detachment from the things of God, detachment from the things that we need to do. And so here, not only was she not spending time with Jesus, but she was trying to pull her sister away from spending time with Jesus. And so that whole thing right there, when I look at those 3 points in verse 40, that's a loss of perspective. You just have absolutely lost perspective on things. Now, I'm going to ask the question. How has busyness left you? And sad to say, again, one finger going out, three coming back. As I was going down, I was just thinking about some ways that I felt. You know, some of these just jumped all on me. When you get busy, how has busyness left you? Frustrated? Forgetful? You know, I find myself forgetting stuff, man. You get so busy and you know, you forget, you start forgetting stuff. Stuff that you're supposed to be doing, right? Burned out, just no energy, you know. I mean, the crazy thing about it is that you still keep going. That's the crazy thing. You still keep going, right? Burned out, overwhelmed, hopeless, exhausted, empty, depressed, discouraged, rushed, and then maybe I miss something. You go ahead and put up there what you might be dealing with, what you might be experiencing. How has it left you? If you've been busy, and let me say this, because you know, I think it's very easy for us to look at our lives and say that, okay, well, you know, I got everything under control, and I'm got my busyness under control. But yet and still, we miss the main point of this story right here because we're not spending time with Jesus, right? Wow, yeah, I got it under control. I got everything. I can juggle it all. You know, I can bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan, right? I can do it all, right? But we haven't regulated ourselves. We haven't regulated our schedule to sit at the feet of Jesus, to sit at the feet of Jesus. Let's look at with the Father in the desert of busyness. With the Father in the desert of busyness. Let me read this to you. This really arrested my attention and just spoke to my heart. A number of years back, a young and very successful executive was traveling down a suburban street in his brand new Jaguar. Suddenly, a brick was thrown from the sidewalk, thumping into the side of the car. Brakes slammed, gears ground into reverse, and tires madly spun the Jaguar back to the spot from where the brick had been thrown. The driver jumped out, grabbed the kid who had thrown the brick, and pushed him up against a parked car. "What's that all about?" he screamed. "That's my new Jag. That brick you threw is going to cost a lot of money to fix my car." "Please, mister, please, I'm sorry. I didn't know what else to do," pleaded the youngster. "I threw the brick because no one else would stop." Tears were dripping down the boy's chin as he pointed around the parked car. "It's my brother, mister. He rolled off the curb and fell out of his wheelchair, and I can't lift him up." Sobbing, the boy asked the executive, "Would you please help me get him back into his wheelchair? He's hurt, and he's too heavy for me to lift." The mood was transformed in a moment as the young executive realized what had occurred. He lifted the young man into the wheelchair and took out his handkerchief and wiped the scrapes and cuts. He then watched as the younger brother pushed him down the sidewalk toward their home. The young executive never fixed the dent in the side of his Jaguar. He kept the dent to remind him not to go through life so fast that someone has to throw a brick at him to get his attention. Wow. Are you going through life so fast that somebody has to throw a brick to get your attention? Would be to God that we learn how to spend time in the presence of God so that we would not need a brick thrown at the Jaguar of our life. Notice three things. And, you know, this morning, I'm not trying to tell you how to spend time with God. You know, I wrote a book on discipleship, and there's a whole chapter in there titled A Quiet Time Worth Being Quiet For. And in there, in that chapter, I go into detail into how you spend time and get the most out of your time with God. So my objective today is not to tell you how to spend time with God. It's to challenge you on the fact that you need to spend time with God. And the first thing we see is that spending time with God will lighten your load. Look at verse 41. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art anxious and troubled about many things. She was anxious, she was troubled, and she was carrying heavy loads. She was weighted down by the cares of this world. Stress, anxiety, frustration, resentment had worn her down. Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you are troubled. You are weighted down by many things. Come on and get on your knees at the feet of Jesus, and some of that load will be lightened. His shoulders are a lot broader than mine. His back is a lot stronger than mine. And I'm going to do like the scripture says, casting your cares upon him because he cares for you. His back is a lot stronger, his shoulders are a lot broader than ours are. Are you carrying heavy loads? Are you carrying them around? You know, spending time with the Father might not take your load away, but it definitely will lighten it some. Spending time with the Father will show you the things that you need to do. Verse 42, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen the good part. You know, I was reading, this was deep, right? I was reading one of the commentaries, and it translated like this. Martha, Martha, you are concerned about many plates. That you are worried about many plates, but Mary has chosen the best plate. You are concerned about many plates. You are kept busy by many plates, but are you choosing the best plate? Are you choosing the blessed plate? Spending time with the Father will show you the things you need to do. One of my favorite stories is about the man and the little boy and the donkey that were walking down the road. And they came to a little hamlet, and somebody said to the man, man, you got to be crazy. Why in the world are you walking? You should be riding that donkey. And so the man got on the donkey and began to ride with the little boy walking beside, came to the next little town, and somebody said, why are you riding a donkey? And the little boy is walking. So the man got off the donkey. He put the boy on the donkey, and they began to go to the next town. And as they went to the next town, somebody said, that's got to be the laziest boy in the world. How can he ride the donkey when you're walking? And so the man got on the donkey with the boy, and they rode to the next little town. And somebody said, I'm going to report you for cruelty to animals. How can both of y'all ride the donkey? And according to the legend, the man was last seen walking down the road carrying the donkey. See, when we get busy and we try to please people instead of please God, we end up carrying loads that God never intended for us to carry. Man, God never intended for that man to carry that donkey, right? But now he's under so much stress, he's under so much pressure that he does what? He picks it up and he starts to carry. He was never intended to carry that. And I guarantee you, in busyness, you are carrying some loads that God never intended for you to carry. But you're carrying them. And God is saying, fool, put that donkey down. Why are you carrying that donkey? And then spending time with the Father has lasting results. Spending time with the Father has lasting results. Verse 42. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part. Look at this. Oh, man, this is deep. Which shall not be taken away from her. The time that she's spending with me today, and she spent at my feet where her soul has been fed, it'll never be taken away from her. A man came to complain to his pastor. He said, I'm never coming to church again. And the pastor said, well, why are you not? He said, because, you know, I've been coming, he said, and I can't even remember, you know, any of the sermons that you've preached. You know, I've just wasted my time. And the pastor said, sit down. Now, let me ask you a question. He said, do you eat every day? And the man said, yeah. He said, well, can you tell me what you ate 2 years ago on this day? And the man said, no, I can't. He said, but you know what you ate sustained you, nourished your body, and it kept you going. He said, yeah. He said, well, even though you might not be able to remember everything that you heard when you came, that when you sat there, that your soul was being nourished, your soul was being fed, that you were eating of the word of God, that you were growing in your faith. And Jesus is telling Mary that, I mean, Martha, that what you're doing, all that cooking that you're doing, and all those plates that you're getting dirty, that you're going to have to clean them again, that you're going to have to cook again. Plates don't stay clean. Food don't stay cooked. You got to keep on doing it. But Mary was doing something that was going to last beyond that day. She was doing something that was going to last beyond that day. As I close this morning, tell you the story about an archaeologist who hired some Inca tribesmen to lead him to an archaeological site which was deep in the mountains. They had been moving fast. They had been hustling. They had been on the go. And then all of a sudden, these Inca Indians stopped. And the archaeologist got mad. He said, what are you doing? He said, let's go. And they stopped, and they wouldn't move, and they sat there. He said, come on, let's go. And they wouldn't move. Finally, he gave up trying to get them to go. And eventually, they got up, and they started moving again. And the archaeologist asked one of the tribesmen why they stopped and refused to move. And this is what the tribesman said. We have been moving too fast and had to wait for our souls to catch up. We have been moving too fast and had to wait for our souls to catch up. Are you moving that fast? Were you moving ahead of your soul?
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Join us next time for the first half of The Desert of Frustration. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, The Desert of Busyness, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request The Desert of Busyness. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request The Desert of Busyness, or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 6 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is Anchored in Jesus, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.